I'm far off China.
Very good. It's extremely cold here, but we have, our heart is kind of warm.
How cold is it?
Today is a little bit better than the other days. Today outside Beijing is -4, but
Wow.
yesterday was like -10, and the other is like -18 or something like that.
Is this the coldest part of the year?
It is, but this is the coldest year, compared
Oh,
with many other years.
really? Wow. Okay. And do we have a few devotees watching today?
Yes, right now we have 38 devotees watching through Zoom, and 60 devotees watching from another app, and around 100 devotees hearing from a different app. But that cannot see the image, but can use audio. It's kind of an audio program.
I'm a little shy. So many people are watching me.
姑妈她刚才就问了一下，就是现在有多少人在看着她？她说她有点害羞，这么多人都在看着她。
When I was young, I remember in school, maybe I was like 7 or 8. In school, you'd have to bring something to school and stand in front of the classroom and show it to the students and talk about it. It was called show and tell. It was a way of getting the students to be, kind of come out and learn how to speak.
在我7、8岁的时候呢，就我们在上学里面就有这么一个课程，就是小朋友呢要自己带着一样东西，然后呢要到课堂上去给大家来讲我所带的这样东西。所以这个是通过这样的一个课程呢，让大家来学着如何表达自己。
And I was always very shy.
我总是特别的害羞。
I was like the last kid to always speak.
所以呢，我总是最后一个表达我自己的那个小孩儿。
One of my teachers told me, "You're the shyest boy in the whole school. Can't you just stand in front of the class and say something?" And I go, "No, no, I can't."
然后呢，我的老师就对我说：“他说你是整个全学校里面最害羞的一个小孩了。”他说：“你难道不能够就站在大家的面前，然后跟大家说点什么吗？”我说：“不不不，我可不行，不能说，说不出来。”
And those were my friends. All the class were my friends. I couldn't speak to my friends.
而且呢，在我班级里面的所有的这些同学们呢，都是我的朋友。可是呢，我就在我的朋友的面前都说不出话来。
And now I'm speaking to hundreds of devotees in a foreign country. I don't even speak their language.
但是现在呢，我是对着一个国外的一个100多位的奉献者在讲话，我连他们的语言我都不会说。
There's actually a verse in our scriptures which says that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, a blind person can see the stars.
那实际上是有这样一个诗节，那么这诗节里面就讲到了，在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈之下呢，一个瞎子他也能看到星星。
By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, a crippled person can climb a mountain.
在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈之下，一个瘸子他也能够爬上山。
And eventually a very foolish, unqualified person can learn to speak on behalf of Lord Chaitanya.
那所以最终呢，一个非常的愚蠢的人，在 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈之下，他也能够代表 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来讲述。
This is the incredible mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以这就是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的非常不可思议的仁慈。
So he can do that because, of course, he's God.
那他能够做到这一点的原因呢，是因为他是神。
He's a very special incarnation of God.
他是神的一位非常特别的化身。
Krishna Varnam Krishnam Shangupanga Shaparshadam Yagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajantihi Shumedashaha. He's the incarnation for this terrible, horrible, tumultuous age of Kali that we live in now.
那么他呢，就是这个非常可怕的、非常狰狞的、非常的充满了事端的卡利年代的化身，就是我们现在所居住的这个年代的化身。
Actually, there's four ages. There's Satya, Treta, and Dwapara, and Kali.
实际上呢，我们有四个年代。这四个年代呢是 Satya 年代，是 Treta 年代 ，Dwapara 年代和 Kali 年代。
And things are getting worse.
这个情况呢会越来越糟糕。
The first age,
Satya is the longest.
Sorry, 奉献者们，请你们把你们的这个声音给弄成静音一下，行吗 ？Devaki Mataji， 您能把您的这个声音弄成静音吗？Devaki Mataji， 麻烦您把您的声音弄成静音一下，可以吗
？So, you ready?
Sorry,
Guru Maharaj. So, Satya Yuga's longest age, it's a golden age. Almost everyone is a devotee of Krishna.
So, Satya 年代呢是最长的一个年代。那么这是黄金年代。在这个年代里的所有的人基本上都是主的奉献者。
And then the next age is Treta Yuga, and 75% of the people are Krishna conscious.
那么下一个年代呢是 Treta 年代，银器年代。那么有70%的人都具有 Krishna 知觉。
And then Dwapara Yuga, 50% of the population.
Dwapara 年代呢是有50%的人都具有 Krishna 知觉。
Then Kali Yuga, only 25% of the people are Krishna conscious.
而在卡利年代呢，只有25%的人才具有 Krishna 知觉。
And that deteriorates.Practically to zero by the end of Kali Yuga.
然后呢，它会因为是这个情况会越来越糟糕，以至于呢，在卡利年代的末期呢，基本上就没有任何一个人是具有 Krishna 知觉的了。
So this is bad news for us.
所以这对于我们来说呢，是很糟糕的消息。
It's bad news. We're born in Kali Yuga, and everyone knows, even now at the beginning of Kali Yuga, how terrible it is.
那这是一个很坏的消息。我们大家呢是居住在卡利年代的人，即便现在才是卡利年代刚刚开始的阶段，但是已经能够看到是多么的糟糕的这种状况了。
So we're very unfortunate.
所以呢，我们是非常非常不幸的。
Very unfortunate.
非常不幸。
Very unfortunate.
非常的不幸。
But we hear that the devatas, the administrators of the creation.The demigods up on the higher planets where they're not affected by Kali Yuga, they're all praying to take birth on the earth now in Kali Yuga.
但是呢，我们又听说呢，居住在这个更高等星宿的这些半神人们，这些 devata 们，他们其实是不会被卡利年代的这种糟糕的境遇所影响的。但是呢，他们都在祈祷着能够投生在地球的星球。
So what is that? Have the demigods all gone crazy by drinking somarasa? It's a type of intoxicant in the heavenly planets. Have they all gone mad?
这到底是怎么回事吗？这到底是怎么回事呢？难道所有的这些半神人们，他们在天堂上喝饮太多的月露，然后让自己都变醉了吗？都变疯了吗？
We read in scriptures, many scriptures, that on the heavenly planets, practically, there's no misery. You just enjoy until you die. So, like, who wants to be born on the Earth planet? Who wants to leave Amaravati? Amaravati is the capital of Indradev, and take birth in Shanghai, or take birth in Beijing.
那我们在经典里面就听到呢，在天堂上的人他们是不会受苦的，他们一直就会很享乐的过一生，一直到死的时候。那么所以在天堂上的这些人，他们怎么会想要投生在地球的星宿呢？他们生活在 Maravati 的这样的天地 Indra 的这个城市里面的人，他们怎么会想要投生在上海或者北京呢？
I don't want to speak bad about China because I love China.
我也不想讲中国的坏话，因为我特别爱中国。
I love China because I love all of you.
我爱中国是因为我爱你们大家。
But still, China has its problems.
但是呢，中国的确还是有它的问题的。
Like birth, disease, old age, death.
比如说，我们会有生病，然后呢，会变老，然后呢，最后还会死去。
So why would someone from Amaravati, the capital of Indra on the heavenly planets, want to come down to the earth, first of all, which is considered inferior to Swargaloka, and to come to earth at the darkest time ever, you know, Kali Yuga? What's wrong with those people? What happened to the demigods?
所以说呢，居住在Indra 的城市里面的 Marwati 的这个城市里的这些半神人们，们为什么会想要来到这个地球呢？首先呢，这个地球呢是 Brajarani Mataji， 麻烦您把您的这个麦克风给弄成静音一下，可以吗？谢谢。
Yeah.
那首先呢，它是由于这个地球星宿呢是比这个 Swargaloka 天堂星宿要更加低等，他们为什么会想来？那么第二点呢，就是在卡利年代这么黑暗的时刻，他们为什么会要来这儿呢？这些半神人到底出了什么问题呢？
Well, what happened was, of course, the demigods, they're enjoying up there, but they're also devotees. They're mixed devotees. They're devotees of Vishnu or Krishna.And they have some material desires, so they're working on that up there. But the saving grace of the demigods is that they know about Vishnu, or they know about Krishna. They're bhaktas, they're devotees.
其中一点呢，就是在天堂星宿的这些半神人们，他们知道在那儿有 Vishnu， 知道有 Krishna， 所以呢，他们是主 Krishna 的奉献者。那么，虽然他们在那儿非常非常的享乐，但是呢。他们是有这个 Vishnu 知觉的，他们知道在那里有 Vishnu。
At least, intellectually, they know the goal of life is Krishna consciousness.
至少就是从理性上，从智性上去了解，他们知道这个生命的最终的目标是具有 Krishna 知觉。
They're like half devotees.
所以他们就像是一半的奉献者。
They like Krishna, but they like to enjoy.
他们喜欢 Krishna， 但是呢，他们也喜欢要享乐。
I have to be careful about speaking about the demigods. They may cause a flood or a storm here, like Indra did in Vrindavan.
我最好还是要这个小心我自己在这儿讲关于半神人的话，因为如果是把他们给惹怒了的话，他们可能就会像天帝 Indra 在 Vrindavan 下起暴雨一样，在我现在所住的这个地方下起暴雨。
But Like one time Prabhupada joked, he made a joke, he was in Los Angeles, and we were, you know, all young devotees, so kind of like the demigods, you know, we want to be Krishna conscious, but, so Prabhupada joked one time, he said, most of my disciples are aspiring for the heavenly planets.
So, 有一次呢,
say Loki said heaven.
所以呢，是有一次呢，说说爸爸在洛杉矶的时候，他就跟我们开玩笑说，当时呢，我们都还是一些非常年轻的奉献者，那我们就有点像半神人那样，我们呢喜欢 Krishna 知觉，但与此同时呢，我们又想享乐。所以说爸爸就说呢，就是我大部分的这些奉献者，他们其实都非常的想要去到天堂星宿，是被天堂星宿所吸引。
But so the demigods are devotees, they know what's the right thing to do.
所以说呢，这些半神人们他们是奉献者，所以他们知道什么是正确的事情。
And in their heart of hearts, they want to go back to Godhead.
所以呢，在他们的内心之中呢，他们是希望最终能够回到守神的身边的。
So when the news spread that in Kali Yuga, Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna had incarnated on the Earth planet, they became very excited.
所以说呢，当这个消息传出去，这消息就是说，主 Chaitanya 作为化身显现在了地球星宿的时候，所有的这些半身人都变得非常兴奋。
Because they heard that Lord Chaitanya was introducing a process which was extremely simple and very sublime, whereby one could go back to the spiritual world even in one lifetime.
因为呢，他们知道
，Oh, this is something really amazing.
因为呢，他们知道说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在向地球星宿在介绍一种非常简单，但是呢又非常的崇高的一种方式。那么通过去履行这样的程序呢，这个人他哪怕就在这一世都有可能回到守神的身边，所以他们就觉得特别兴奋，这太令人，这太令人兴奋了。
Certain rumors started spreading in the heavenly planets.
所以说呢，就在这天堂星宿里面呢，就开始传播出了一些谣言。
Like I know two of the rumors that were spreading at that time.
那我知道在当时呢，在天堂星宿就有这就传了这两种谣言。
Should I tell you what the rumors were?
那我要告诉大家这谣言是什么吗
？Yes. Hari Nama Hari Nama Hari Nama Eva Kevalam Kulu Nasteva 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 Gatir Anyata.Brihad Narayan Purana, that's the kind of rumors you get up in Svargaloka. And that says that in the age of Kali, the most simplest and sublime process for becoming Krishna conscious is just to repeat the divine mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the demigods, they are excited.
So this is Svargaloka, so...传播的这个传言就是在卡利年代最神圣以及最简单的方式就是唱诵主 Hare Krishna 的圣名，那这样呢就能够回到守神的身边去，这样就使得所有的这些半身人变得非常的兴奋了起来。
And then another rumor, another very powerful rumor started spreading amongst the demigods.
那然后呢，在这个半神人之间呢，还有另外一个非常的强而有力的传言。
Now this rumor was started by Shukadeva Goswami.
那么这个传言呢，是由Shukadeva Goswami 最先发起的。
Of course, he didn't intend it to be a rumor because there's no Brahmikata amongst Kali. But he was, it's something he said to Maharaj Parikshit on the banks of the Ganges, just.As Kali Yuga was about to start.
当然了，这个并不能说是被称为叫传言或者是谣言，因为在这个Krishna 知觉之中是没有任何的闲话可说的。但是呢，Shukadeva Goswami 和 Parikshita 王的这个对话呢，就是从卡利年代刚刚开始的时候开始进行的。
Do I tell you that rumor?
那我来告诉你一下，他说的这是什么传言吧。
Kalerdosha Nidhe Rajan Astyeka Mahagunam Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambajat. He said to Maharaj Pariksit, Dear King, this age of Kali, which is just about to start, it's an ocean of faults, but there's one good thing left in this age, and that's just by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can achieve perfection and go back home, back to Godhead. This rumor spread very quickly.
那是的，苏格德巴戈斯玛米对帕克西特王说呢，我亲爱的王啊，那么在这卡利年代呢，是一个充满错误的海洋，但这里面呢有一件非常幸运的事情，就是在这个年代的人可以念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，并且通过念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名就能够回到守神的身边去。那么这个谣言呢，就这个传言呢，很快的就传到了 Svargaloka。
So you know what happened?
所以大家知道发生了什么吗
？The demigods, knowing that this opportunity was there, they wanted to come to Beijing, and they wanted to come to Shanghai, and New York, and Sydney. They started lining up. Prabhupada said the demigods are lining up with long lines, like thousands of miles long. The demigods wanting to take birth on the Earth planet to take advantage.Of this great mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以说呢，这些半神人们，他们就投生到，他们就希望能够来到北京，希望来到上海、纽约或者悉尼。然后说爸爸说呢，这些半神人们，他们就排着长队，就是有这个千百万的这个半神人排着长队的，希望能够投生到地球世界，能投生到这个地球，然后呢，在这儿来修习他们的 Krishna 知觉。
And knowing the Chinese devotees as I do, having been there on a number of occasions, my My suspicion is that some of you are those demigods. I think so. I think Dhanakali's Gandharva. She's come from the heavenly planets to help us spread Krishna consciousness in China.
那么我呢，在中国待了，我在中国来了几次，所以呢，从我对中国的奉献者的这个观察呢，那我知道在中国有些奉献者就是从天堂星宿来的半身人，然后他们就在这儿来帮助大家来进行这个 Krishna 知觉的修习。
I'll second that, Maharaj.
Well, there's Radhacharan. I was just going to mention your name. I think Radhacharan also, he took birth in France, but it was all planned that one day he would be sent to China.
然后呢 Radhacharan Prabhu 无疑就是从天堂上派下来的半身人，然后呢他虽然说最开始呢是在法国投生，但是呢他命定的是一定要被送到中国来的。
And I think that because there are so many wonderful devotees there who are very determined that one day it will be what we call a Hare Krishna explosion in your country. We'll see, hard to see now, but seeing the nature of the Chinese devotees and how interested people are, one day there will be hundreds of thousands of devotees in China.
但是就是因为在这个中国有这么多这个好的这个奉献者，而且呢，在这个中国一定是会迎来 Hare Krishna 的奉献者的大爆发，所以总有一天我们在中国会看到成千上万的奉献者的。
So we should all take advantage of that very simple instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we should chant our own liberation, and we should eventually find ways to chant for so that other people can hear the Maha Mantra as well.
所以说呢，我们大家都应该好好的去奉行这个非常简单的训示。我们为了自己的解脱而去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，然后呢，也要为了其他人的解脱，也应该来唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
The other day, because I'm in India now, the other day I met someone who said to me, "Yes, but you know what about the other incarnations of Krishna, or what about the other spiritual processes that are so prevalent in this country? Why can't we just choose one of those as well? Why just Hare Krishna?" Hare Krishna, you're the only way.
因为呢，我现在印度，那有一天呢，我也听见别人对我说，那么 Krishna 的其他的那些化身又怎么样呢？还有就是其他的那些灵性修习的那些方式又怎么样呢？为什么我们只是唱诵 Hare Krishna 这是唯一的方式呢？
Then I quoted to the Prabhupada said one time, when many instructions are given, the last instruction is the most relevant.
那么这个，但我们如果是去聆听圣帕帕给我们的训示的话，我们就知道，给我们的最后一个训示其实是和我们最相关的训示。
Dhammanti Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam, that means that only the Lord can introduce a process of religion or a process of self-realization in any age. So the process is given by Krishna in each different age. So yes, that's appropriate according to time, place, and circumstances.
那所以说呢，只有主他才能够给我们一个解脱的程序，才能够给我们解脱的这种宗教的这个打法。那么所以说呢 ，Krishna 他会在不同的年代，按照不同的情况、时间，然后给我们以不同的这种解脱的方法。
Who's the last? Let's say the most recent. Incarnation, that's Lord Chaitanya. So following Prabhupada's logic, that the last instruction one gets is the most relevant, then we can understand that the most relevant incarnation now is Lord Chaitanya, and his instruction we should take to heart and chant from the heart and become Krishna conscious.
因为 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是离我们最近的一位化身。那如果我们要是按照 Sri Prabhupada 的这个逻辑，就是离我们最近的这位化身的教导是和我们最相关的话，那也就意味着我们就应该从内心去追随 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这位离我们最近的这位化身的训示，并且呢由心而发的去念诵 Hare Krishna。
1932。Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he did an initiation, and he had 50,000 disciples, by the way. He did an initiation, And he said that he saw no reason why all his disciples couldn't go back to Godhead in one lifetime. That's 50,000. That's how much faith he had in the Holy Names.
那在1932年的时候呢, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他在给启迪, 那, 顺便说一句, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他有50,000门徒, 那么当时他就说呢, 我看不出有任何的原因, 我的这些门徒们不能够在一世回归守神, 所以呢, 就是说他这五万门徒都能够回归守神, 也就意味着他对圣名是非常的有信心的。
Of course, the chanting of Hare Krishna has been around since the beginning of time. It's not, it just happened to come about in Kali Yuga. There were sadhus, you know, isolated sadhus who through the ages knew the value of chanting this mantra. So it was there also in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dvapara Yuga. It was there.
当然了，这个 Hare Krishna 的这个圣名的唱诵呢，它并不是一个新刚刚发明的一个事物，它是在太始之初就已经有了。那么在现在呢，我们有一些圣人，有一些萨度在唱诵，但是在之前，在Durpa年代，在之前的这些年代，也都是有萨度在唱诵的。I
mean, it makes sense because God's original name is Krishna, so it makes sense that his name's been around a long time.
但是这个也是很合理的，因为呢，神他最原初的名字就是Krishna, 所以就为什么他的这个名字已经存在了这么长时间了。
It's always transcendental, it's always pure, it's always powerful.
所以说呢，这个名字它是始终都是非常的超然的，非常的纯粹的，而且是充满了力量的。
But Lord Chaitanya decided it would be the process for the sage, so you could say that it's particularly blessed, the process of Hare Krishna by the desire of Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢，这个 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 由于他有这样的愿望，以致呢，我们在这个年代唱诵 Hare Krishna 呢，他就尤其的更加的充满了祝福和仁慈。
Just like we hear sometimes how the government approves something, you know, it's government approved, has a stamp of the approval of the government. So it's especially important. So this has Lord Chaitanya's stamp of approval, the chanting of Hare Krishna.
那么就好像我们有些东西如果得到了政府的批准的话，有这个政府的大章盖上去的话呢，那就特别的特别，而且特别的重要。所以说呢，我们在这个年代唱诵Hare Krishna 的这个圣名呢，是有Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个大章盖在上面的，所以呢，它就很特别。
We say Hare Krishna mantra, really it's more than just a mantra. It's prayer. More than prayer, it's a mantra.
所以呢，当我们在说 Hare Krishna mantra 的时候，它其实并不仅仅是一首曼陀罗，它其实是一首祷文，是一个祈祷。
And that's also in Peter Prabhupada's explanation, the definition of the Maha Mantra.
那所以呢，这也是我们可以从舍勒帕瓦的对于马哈曼陀罗的定义上去了解。He
translated it as, "Oh my Lord, oh energy of the Lord," meaning Srimati Radharani, please engage me in your service.
他的解释是这样的，哦，我的主啊。 哦，主的能量啊，这意思就指的是Srimati Radharani. 那么，请您让我从事于对您的服务。
Well, Mahaprabhu expanded upon that in his Shikshastra compares by saying that, please pick me up from this ocean of death and fix me as an atom at your lotus feet.
那然后呢，Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在他的Shikshastra 八旬归里面就讲到了，请你把我像一颗原子一样，提起。
And I've many times shared the little story when Prabhupada was, again, he was many times asked, because it seems to be foreign to the people of the West, he was asked by a disciple, what's the translation of the Maha Mantra?
但是呢，还有很多的。 Srila Prabhupada在和他的门徒们在交流的时候，对于Maha Mantra的解释的一些小故事。
On that occasion, Prabhupada paused for a moment, he closed his eyes, and then he opened his eyes, he said, what does the Hare Krishna mantra mean? It means, my friend, my friend, my friend.
Priya Radha Mataji, 麻烦您把您的那个声音给弄成静音行吗？ Priya Radha Mataji， 麻烦您给弄成静音一下行吗？然后呢，有一次这位奉献者在问舒尔帕帕这个圣名的意思的时候呢，舒尔帕帕就闭上了眼睛，然后停顿了一会儿，然后就又睁开眼睛说，圣名的意思就是我的朋友，我的朋友，我的朋友。
That's a very intimate address, isn't it?
所以呢，这是一个非常亲密的称呼，对不对？
You know, you meet someone for this first time, they say, hi there, how are you? Or you talk to your boss, yes sir. It's not as intimate as saying, my friend, my friend, my friend.
对，比如说呢，你看见一个路人，你会问他，嘿，怎么样啊？或者在跟你的老板在讲话的时候，你会跟他称呼为老板先生，但你不会非常亲密的称呼他为我的朋友，我的朋友。
And that's the beauty of our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. It's the beauty of the philosophy which Lord Chaitanya introduced in the age of Kali, that we can call out to the Lord, you know, who's the all-awesome supreme controller. We can approach him as a friend, or we can also approach him as a lover.
所以说呢，这就是 Gaudiya Vaishnava 哲学的美妙之处所在，这也是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所给我们介绍的这个哲学的美妙之处所在。那么我们可以对这位至尊的非常的受尊敬的这个主称他为朋友，或者把他当成我们的爱人。
Fallen people, sinful people of Kali Yuga can approach God as a lover. Like, what's going on here?
所以，一个非常堕落的人能够去把主当成自己的爱人来接近吗？这到底是怎么回事
？I mean, it even amazed Rupa Goswami.
所以就连是了 Rupa Goswami 来讲，他也觉得很震惊。
The first time he met Lord Chaitanya, the first time he saw Lord Chaitanya is when Lord Chaitanya visited him.And his brother Sanatana Goswami in a village, well, a city actually called Ramakeli in North Bengal.
当第一次 Srila Rupa Goswami 和他的长兄Srila Sanatana Goswami 一起到一个被称为叫 Ramakeli 的城市去见 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候
Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami at that time, they were young, they were...employed by the Muslim government. They're working in the capital of the Muslim king. And, but they heard about Lord Chaitanya and they wrote him a letter which he received. And then he decided to come and visit them on his way to Vrindavan.
所以当时呢 Srila Rupa Goswami 和 Srila Sanatana Goswami 他们还都很年轻，他们当时呢是在效命于一位穆斯林的国王，在这个穆斯林的国王的首都里面任职，但是呢他们就听说有 Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 所以呢他们就给 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 写了一封信，然后 Mahaprabhu 呢也接到了这封信，所以他就决定他在这个去 Vrindavan， head to Vrindavan， on the way to Vrindavan， 他在去稳达文的这个途中就决定先去拜访这两兄弟。
And you know, Mahaprabhu didn't arrive by airplane or train or car. In those days, the sadhus, they walked everywhere. People walked everywhere.
所以在那个年代呢 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他并不是坐飞机或者坐火车或者是坐着小轿车去的。在那个年代圣人是靠步行的，人们都是靠步行的。
So it's a very historical moment. Lord Chaitanya is walking into the town for the sole purpose of meeting Rupa and Sanatana Goswami.
所以呢，那可是一个历史上的非常重要的时刻。所以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就走到了这个城里面，他目的就只有一个，就是为了见这 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatana Goswami.
It's comforting to think that we're searching for God, but God is also searching for us.
所以说呢，就当我们听到这个的时候，觉得很欣慰的，就是我们在寻找着神，可是神他也在寻找着我们。
Right, God is also searching. He comes to this material world to paritranaya sadhana and reclaim his devotees. So that's why we have to chant very loudly. Here I am, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here I am. Look, see me.
所以呢，神。 所以神呢，他来到这里，他实际上他是要来寻找他这些失落的奉献者的。所以就为什么我们要非常非常大声的念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，然后呢，要让主知道我在这儿呢，我在这儿呢，赶紧来找我。
There was a song many years ago. It was called, I don't know what it was called. Knock, knock, knock on heaven's door.
那在很多很多年以前呢，有这样一首歌，这首歌的名字呢叫敲敲敲敲开天堂的门。
Someone comes to your house and they knock on your door once, twice, three times. Every day they're coming for 2 hours, knocking on your door. You're going to open the door one day.
那有人来这在你家门口敲门，然后呢，今天敲了一会儿门，明天又敲了一会儿门，后天又敲了一会儿，然后每天都在你家门口敲两个小时的门，然后总有一天这门必须得打开。
Well, what is chanting Hare Krishna? It's knock, knock, knock on heaven's door. Well, Vaikuntha, Goloka's door. Shweta Dweep.
那么所以说呢，我们这个 Hare Krishna 的圣名唱诵是什么呢？就是在敲敲敲敲开天堂的门，在敲开 Vaikuntha 的大门，Goloka Vrindavan 的大门。
I mean, the sound goes a long way, breaks through the coverings of the material world. It goes even beyond Vaikuntha, and it goes to Goloka, because we're not addressing any Vishnu incarnations, with all due respect. We're actually addressing Krishna, because Prabhupada said, generally the members of this, of Mahaprabhu's movement, they're aspiring to be, Vrajagopis in the spiritual world. So our call is going all the way to the groves of Vrindavan. That's how powerful this mantra is.
所以说呢，这个 mantra 的诵念的这个声音是会穿透很远的地方的，它会穿透所有这些物质的覆盖，并且会穿透 Vaikuntha， 因为我们所呼唤的并不是主 Vishnu， 我们所呼唤的是主 Krishna， 所以说呢，这个声音它一直会穿透到 Vrindavan。那么有一次人家就说呢，就是作为Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的这些追随者，他其实他真正的希望的是能够成为Braja 的处于在 Braja 的 Gopi 的这种心态，所以说呢，他是会穿透所有的Vrindavan的这些果园的。
It's more powerful than any form of communication we have at present on this planet. We have some pretty amazing forms of communication, because here I am sitting in India, and you're in China, and we're talking, and we can even see each other. So it's pretty amazing. But this mantra is infinitely more amazing, because it goes all the way to the Nikunja, to the groves of Braja and Goloka Vrindavan. So think about that when you're chanting. Pay attention.
所以说呢，就是这个声音它的这种力量呢，是要超过于我们现在物质的这个生活中的某些这种途径的。比如说，这个现在物质生活中我们的这个这种途径其实也是很有力的。比如说，此时我是坐在印度，你们是坐在中国，可是我们不仅能够彼此用声音沟通，而且我们还能看到彼此，所以呢，这已经很了不起。但是呢，这个 Maha Mantra 的这个唱诵的这个声音呢，它是能够一直去到 Braja 的，所以说它非常的有力。所以如果我们要在唱诵的时候，我们要想到这一点，所以我们就一定要非常的专注的去念诵。
When Lord Chaitanya was coming into the to Ramkeli, then Rupa Goswami was informed, so he came out of wherever he was living, and he saw Mahaprabhu for the first time, and he knew who he was. He realized who was this personality who was delivering the highest realization of Krishna consciousness to the most fallen people. He couldn't believe it, and from his lotus mouth came an amazing statement. Namo Mahamadaya Krishna Kaya Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Trishvena Maha. There's never been an incarnation like this.
所以说呢，当 Srila Rupa Goswami 听说 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到这城里的时候呢，就是他被通报了以后，然后他就来到了 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所在的这个地方去拜见他。然后呢，当他见到 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候，他认出了他是这样一位特殊的人物，并且呢，当他知道 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以这样非常特别的形式在传播这个信息的时候，他当时是完全没有办法相信的，所以呢，他就吐露出了非常的这个惊讶的这个话，然后呢，他就说没有任何一位化身是像您这样的。
It's like an ignorant, foolish person, whatever they say, we don't take it very seriously, or seriously at all. But when a great sadhu or a nitya siddha, an eternally liberated soul, especially on the level of Rupa Goswami, who's Rupa Manjari in the spiritual sky, when they, whatever they say, it should be recorded. Every word from their mouth is absolute truth.
所以说作为一个愚昧的人或者是无知的人我们所说的话呢其实是不重要的但是呢像ETFA的像Srila Rupa Goswami这样的人物他在这个Golokha Vrindavan也是Rati Manjari Rupa Manjari那么他所讲的话呢是我们一定要这个句句都要把它实实在在的记下来的
Yes, he made that statement. So the demigods picked up on it. They picked up on the fact that this process is available to the people of the Earth planet. So they lined up, and they take birth from time to time. I feel I'm very convinced they take birth from time to time in the ISKCON movement. I've seen many children of our Grihastras, and from a very young age, they're exhibiting signs that they're advanced souls.
所以说呢，这些半成人们，他们就听见了说了如法国斯瓦米的这个话，然后呢，他们就希望着能够降生到地球。那么，在我在这个ISKCON的这么多年里面，我能够看到有很多的这些年轻的这些小朋友们。 他们都是非常的高深精进的灵魂，从他们所展示的这些哲学的知识上来看。
Not long ago, well, before the pandemic, but you know, a year ago, I did a program for some Gurukul children.
在疫情之前没多久呢，我和Gurukul学校的这些孩子们做了个节目。I
gave a very simple class about the blue fox. Anyway, I won't touch this. There's a story I tell about a blue fox. It's a story little children, you know, can relate to.
那当时呢，我就给大家讲了一个很简单的故事，关于蓝色的青蛙的故事。那么这是因为小孩能够听懂的故事。So
I did something unusual at the end of the class. I asked if there were any questions. So I was thinking, like, what are these little kids? You know, they were 5, 6, 7. Maximum 8. Like, what kind of questions are they going to have? Any questions? Like, maybe, when are we going to eat the sweets? So I don't generally ask questions, for the children.
那通常来说呢，我是不会问小孩子有没有什么问题的。但那天呢，我就非比寻常的问你们有没有什么问题。 那当时姑姑的这些孩子们呢，也就是从5岁，最多也就是8岁的年纪。我想他们可能问的问题就是咱今儿的甜品吃什么，所以一般我是不会问问题的。So
I thought, what the heck? Okay, kiddies, you have any questions?
但是那天呢，我就说，孩子们，你们有没有什么问题呀？So
one girl, she was, I think, 6 or 7. She raised her hand.
那当时呢，就有一个小姑娘，这小姑娘可能也就大概是6、7岁的样子，然后就举手了。She
said, Maharaj, do you ever dream of Srimati Radharani, the queen of Vrindavan?
然后呢，他就问了，说 Maharaj, 你有没有梦见在文达文的 Srimati Radharani?
So, all the kids are looking at me like, you know, he's the Swami, you know. So I said, no, I've never had any dreams about Radharani.
然后所有的这些小孩们呢，全都大眼瞪小眼的看着我，然后我就说没有，我从来没有梦见过 Radharani.
So then she said, I do.
那小姑娘说我梦见过。
So I thought, well, this is a little child speaking, you know. I said, so what do you dream?
然后我就在想，这肯定就是小孩的戏言，所以我就问他，那你梦见什么了呢？
Well, she said, almost every night I dream about it. Radha and Krishna, but she said, I prefer to dream about Radharani. I'd like to consider myself one of her manjaris.
然后他就说呢，我每天都会梦见 Radha或者 Krishna，但是呢，我更希望能够梦见 Radharani，因为我希望我能够是他的一个小的 manjari，他的一个小仆人。
And when I dream, you know, we're dreaming, I'm with other girls, and some girls, they make the sandalwood paste, and some are making a bouquet for Radharani, and that they're all criticizing Krishna because he's so mean to her sometimes. I'm saying, I'm like, what?
然后呢，我在这个梦中呢，就和一些其他的姑娘们在一起。然后有的姑娘们呢，在准备檀香香叶；有的姑娘们呢，在为 Rarani 在准备一个小的花束。但是所有的这些姑娘们呢，都在批评 Krishna， 因为 Krishna 有的时候呢，就是对Rarani 特别的刻薄。然后我说什么
？So then she said, and we get really angry when Krishna's late for a rendezvous.
然后呢，他又说，而且呢，当 Krishna约会迟到的时候，我们可生气了。
She was 7 years old.
这小姑娘她只有七岁。
You know, obviously she'd heard these things from her parents, but in her dream, she was dreaming. She was feeling very convinced about it all. I thought, wow.
但是呢，很显然，她可能是从她的爸爸妈妈那里经常会听到这些故事，但是呢。他在这个梦里面其实是让他感到很笃定的，所以呢，我也觉得很惊讶。
So then I said, you know, kind of under my breath, I said, well, I'd like to do the service with Radharani one day. I said like that. You know.
那然后当时我就跟着小姑娘说，我说我也希望有一天我能够为 Srimati Radharani 做这样的服务。
So this little girl stood up and she kind of chastised us and said, no, you can't because you're a male.
然后这小姑娘就站起来，然后呢，就好像是斥责我那样，责备我说：“不行啊，你不能那样。”的原因是因为你是男的。
Hare Krishna. So, you know, you never know who's taking birth in this movement.
所以说呢，所以我们其实并不知道到底有哪些人物投身在了我们的这个运动中。
So this is a golden opportunity for all of us, and we, you know, we should We should make chanting a priority in our life.
那所以说呢，这对于我们来说呢，是一个非常的黄金的机会。所以呢，我们要把念诵这件事情呢，当成我们生活中非常的重要的事情来做。
It's worth taking the time that you judge the value of something by how much you profit from it.
那么这个就是当我们去判断一个事情它到底多么有价值的时候呢，是要通过我们在它身上花多少时间来判断的。
So there's so much to be gained from chanting Hare Krishna, but it destroys all the sinful reactions in our hearts. It uproots our nasty desires, and one day it'll help us love Krishna.
所以说呢，我们从一开始念诵 Hare Krishna， 它就能够净化我们的内心，并且呢，连根的拔起我们内心中所有那些阿杂的欲望，然后最终呢，有一天我们就能够爱上 Krishna。
So therefore, we should take as much time as we can to chant, because what benefit do you get by reading mundane novels? What benefit do you get by watching television or spending too much time reading the news? Does it destroy your sinful reactions? Does it uproot your material desires? Does it one day bless you with love of God?Absolutely not. So you have to do the math. What should we be doing? We should be chanting Hare Krishna.
所以说呢，这个崔坤法布，请您把您的这个给弄成雷音一下，行吗？所以说呢，我们应该尽量多的把我们的时间用在唱诵圣名上，因为我们如果是去读世俗的小说，去看世俗的电视，然后去读世俗的这些新闻的话。他们能够给我们造成什么样的益处呢？他们是不是能够净化我们的内心，然后拔掉我们的阿杂的欲望，然后最终把我们给送到这个爱 Krishna 这样的境界呢？都不行，所以说我们就需要尽量的去念诵。
That's why Prabhupada said a minimum 16 rounds.
所以就是为什么这个原因，释迦牟尼说呢，我们至少要念16圈。
One time I met one of my god sisters and she was reminiscing about her initiation.
那有一天呢，我就见到我的一位神姐妹，她当时呢就在回忆她的启迪。
And she remembered how she, you know, Prabhupada was present, and she went up to the Vyasa San and she paid her obeisances.
那她就在提起当时说爸爸在她的面前坐在 Vyasa 座上，然后呢她走到她的面前向她顶拜。
And then Prabhupada asked her what the four, you know, what four regulative principles were, and she repeated them.
然后呢，说爸爸问他这四项规范原则是什么，他就重复了四项规范原则。
And then he asked how many rounds she was going to chant.
然后呢，说爸爸就问他，那你要念诵多少圈呢？
So she said, Prabhupada, I will chant a minimum of 16 rounds every day.
然后他就说，说爸爸，我每天至少要念16圈。
So on that particular occasion, Prabhupada leaned over. He looked at her and he said, why a minimum 16 rounds? Why not more?
然后就在那个时刻呢，说爸爸就轻声，然后靠近他，对他说，为什么只是至少要念16圈呢？为什么不每天念得更多呢？
So someone can say, yeah, but I don't have the taste for chanting. Well, I don't have the taste for chanting, I just do it mechanically.
那也许有人会说，那因为我在念诵的时候没有品味，所以我在念诵的时候呢，我只是在机械的念诵。
But we understand that the taste will come.
但是我们知道呢，这个品味是会来的。
But we don't have the taste now because Prabhupada would say to us, you know, we would become very humble, he'd say, your own disease condition of life.
但之所以我们现在还没有品味的原因呢，就按说爸爸的很谦卑的说法，就是我们现在是处在一个病态的状态的生活中。
From the spiritual perspective, we're all a disease condition of life.
但是就是从这个灵性的角度上来讲呢，我们现在都是处在一种病态的条件的限制中。
So everyone has the experience when you're down with a cold or you have the flu, you know, you don't have much of an appetite.
那就比如说我们如果要是生病了，我们要是感冒了的话呢，我们其实就不会有很好的胃口。
Right? And especially if you get coronavirus, God forbid, then you even lose your sense of taste, your sense of smell. You can't smell anything, you can't taste anything, so you're not eating.
那如果我们要是得了这个新冠病毒的话，那我们就完全没有任何的味觉，我们也不会有任何的这种感官上的这种感觉了，这会儿就会把所有的这些品味就丧失了。
But when you get over the cold, you get over the flu, and you get over the coronavirus, then your appetite comes back.
但是等我们从我们的感冒或者病毒以及新冠病毒治好了以后呢，我们的这个胃口又会恢复。
So when you become spiritually healthy, when all the impurities in the heart like lust, anger, and greed are gone by the process of chanting, then you develop a strong appetite. I mean, I know here in India, there's sadhus, they chant, you know, 192 rounds a day in Vrindavan. They're very intelligent persons, very successful in this world, but they renounce the world for the opportunity to chant 22 hours a day.
那但是呢，就是随着我们不断的念诵，我们的内心得到了净化，然后呢，关于什么色欲啊、贪婪呐、愤怒啊这些不洁的这种东西，从我们的内心被取掉之后呢，我们就会产生对念诵圣名的品味。那我知道在稳大分有一些圣人，他们一天要念诵19万遍的这个圣名，那就是由于他就有了这种品味，他是有可能一天22小时都在念诵的。
So yes, we can understand that, you know, we may have just a little taste, whatever, but don't get discouraged.
那所以说呢，我们应该明白一点，就是也许可能我们现在并没有品味，但是呢，我们并不应该为此而感到气馁。
We say in English, we're all works in progress.
那我们也英文里面有个说法，就是我们在活动中取得进步。
So you have to be patient.
对呢，我们必须要有耐心。
Knowing you're on the right path, you have to be patient.
但是呢，我们必须要知道，我们现在是走在正确的道路上，但是我们需要有耐心。
The taste will come.
那这个品味呢是会来的。
So Prabhupada said, when a girl gets married, you know, her first thought is, well, now I can have children.
那说爸爸说，就当这个姑娘结婚之后呢，她首当其冲的想法就是，啊，我现在可以生小孩了。
It's natural for a girl. That's just her nature to bear children. So then she gets married. Now's the chance. can have children now. It's all right.
所以说呢，对于这个女孩来说呢，是很自然的，她是很想要小孩的。但是呢，现在她既然已经结婚了，所以呢，她就有了这种可以生孩子的机会了。
First, she has to get pregnant, and then when she's pregnant, she has to wait 9 long months carrying this big baby in her abdomen.
但是呢，她
birth.
但是呢，她必须得有耐心，因为她首先呢，先要怀孕，然后在怀孕之后呢，她要经过漫长的九个月的对这个婴儿的孕育，然后呢，她才能够把这个孩子给生出来。
But it's worth waiting for, isn't it?
但是呢，很值得去等待，对不对？
Especially if you're a grihastha couple and you give birth to a beautiful Vaishnava or Vaishnavi, that's very satisfying. That's a good investment.That child will go on to spread the movement of Mahaprabhu, and you'll get some credit.
特别是Grihastha的夫妇，那么你们生出了一位 Vaishnavi 或者是 Vaishnava 的孩子，那这实际上是非常的令人欣喜的一件事情。因为这孩子在这样的氛围中长大之后呢，他也会去传播是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的信息，而且你也会有功劳的。
We say in English, patience is a virtue.
那我们在英文里面有这么一句谚语，就是耐心是美德。
And actually, I was reading the other day in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. He discusses this principle of patience. You have to be patient. In Kali Yuga, you want everything now. I want it all, and I want it now. That's the mentality of a sudra who wants sense gratification.
在那天呢，我读了Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu， 学了 Rupa Goswami 所著的《奉爱的甘露之阳》这本书。那么在这里面呢，学了 Rupa Goswami， 他就在探讨关于耐心的这个品质。那我们在这个卡利年代呢，我们是一切都是希望快节奏的，希望我现在马上就要，我现在马上就要。那这个其实是对于感官享乐的一种sudra的心态。
But it's often the finer, more precious things in life.They take more time to come to fruition, to obtain them or to have them, just like macadamia nuts. There's peanuts. Peanuts is, you know, it's kind of a cheap nut. Anyway, peanut butter. But the peanuts come very quickly, but certain nuts, like macadamia nuts, they take a long time to mature. But when you get them, they're special.
但是就比如说在这个种植作物的时候其实也是如此是需要花一定的时间然后它才能够长熟的比如说像这个夏威夷果花生呢是最便宜的一种坚果那它呢是种下去以后呢很快的就能够收成有收获但是夏威夷果呢它是要花很长一段时间才能够结出果实但是真正的我们结出这个果实之后呢发现它非常的美味。
So I would say that in this world, there's nothing more precious than Namruchi, the taste of the name.
所以说呢，我可以说，在这个世界上，没有任何一件事情比 Namruchi, 圣名的这个品味要更加的有价值了。
Blessed are the Vaishnavas that have the taste for the holy name.
那么所以呢这个 Vaishnava 们对于圣名是有品味的。
And a desire to give that holy name to fallen jivas.
而且呢他也非常的愿盼着能够把圣名给予堕落的灵魂们。
We certainly enjoy chanting Hare Krishna, but the holy name is a person. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. There's no difference between Krishna and his name, so we have to.Remember that, and by going out and distributing the holy name, or by doing it on the internet as we're doing these days right now, the holy name blesses you, and that's the highest bliss is to share the holy name with others because the holy name is blessing you. Nectar.
那么我们呢是非常的喜欢念诵圣名的。但与此同时呢，我们要知道圣名和Krishna 本人是没有任何的区别的。 那么当我们这个是我们一定要谨记在心的。那么当我们在念诵圣名的时候，我们也希望能够把圣名能够传递给其他的人，无论是通过我们现在网上的这种平台，还是通过线下的那些平台。但是当我们在把这个圣名传递给其他的人的时候呢，我们是能够得到圣名的祝福的。
Of course, so much could be said about the Holy Name, and you've heard so many things about the Holy Name.
那当然了，关于圣名呢，有太多的可以讲的话题了，而且呢，我们也听到了很多的关于圣名的甜美的故事。
I had one friend, actually I can't say he was my friend, I was his servant. It was a very nice Gaudiya Vaishnava, his name was Fakir Mohan. He was elderly when I met him.
那我有一位朋友，其实我不能说他是我的朋友，因为我是他的仆人。他的名字呢是 Fakir Mohan, 然后呢 Fakir Mohan Prabhu, 然后呢他在文达文的时候呢，他比我的岁数要年长。
He was a Gaudiya Vaishnava.
那他是一位 Gaudiya Vaishnava.
He was very affectionate towards ISKCON and very appreciative of Prabhupada's work.
他呢对于 ISKCON 是非常友好的，而且呢他也很欣赏感激 Srila Prabhupada 所著的这些著作。
And he had Namaruchi.
所以他呢是有 Namaruchi 的。
One time we were chanting together somewhere in the morning, and then I don't know, we'd done about 8 or 10 rounds, and he looked at me with this kind of distant look in his face. He said, "Maharaj, I'm not of this world." He wasn't speaking in it like as something like in a proud way. He just by the chanting, he just transcended. He just said, "I'm not of this world." I said, "I wish I could think like that when I'm chanting."
然后有一天清晨呢，我们在一起念诵，我们可能念了大概8圈或者是10圈的这个样子的时候呢，然后婆婆她就跟我坐的稍微远的有这么一个距离的这个地方，然后呢，她就对我说 ，Maharaj， 我不属于这个世界。那当时他在讲这个话的时候呢，他实际上是因为在念诵的时候处在一种非常超然的这种境地，所以呢，他不是因为骄傲才这么说，他就自己非常非常自发的这样讲出来了。我就在想，我真希望当我在念诵的时候，我能够也能有这样的觉悟。
And if you wanted to chant with him, you had to be prepared that before you started chanting, there was this whole hour ceremony where he installed every morning his japa beads.And he spent, you know, 1 hour chanting verses in glorification of the Holy Name before he picked up the beads and started chanting.
而且呢，在他每天清晨他在念诵之前，他都会花一个小时的时间来崇拜他的 Japa 念珠。然后呢，他会念诵，他在拿起他的 Japa 念珠之前，他会念很多的崇拜圣名的诗节。
He realized the holy name was Krishna. He saw it as his deity, actually.
因为他意识到圣名是 Krishna, 他把圣名看成是他的神像。
One time I asked Radhanand Swami, I said, "Maharaj, you know, I travel with deities. I have, you know, Gauranitai, and I have Radha Krishna, I have Shalagram." I said, "You know, what's your deity? What deities do you worship, Maharaj?"
然后有一天呢，我在和Srila Raghunath Maharaj有一天呢，我在和 Raghunath Swami 一起旅行。然后呢，我就问 Raghunath Swami， 我说 Maharaj， 你知道我在旅行的时候呢，我会带着我的神像一起旅行的。我有我的Nisimhadev， 我还有我的 Gauranitai 的神像。那么您在旅行的时候，您是带着什么神像旅行呢？
So Maharaj, he reached into his bead bag, he pulled his beads out like this, he said, "This is my deity. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare."
然后呢 ,Maharaj 就拿出他的念珠袋，然后呢从念珠袋里面掏出他的念珠，然后并且对我说，这是我的神像。
It's a vision of a devotee. There's one very nice disciple of Tamal Krishna Goswami, his name is Balaram Dasan. One time we were having a Vyasa Puja ceremony for Tamal Krishna Maharaj after he'd left this world. And Balaram spoke. And as he was speaking, he started crying. And he said, "I did so much service for you. I was thinking of serving you all day long. So Guru Maharaj, you are my deity." And he broke down crying and he couldn't finish his talk. This vision of a devotee.
是了,Tamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj, 他有一位非常, 美妙的门徒, Balaram Das Prabhu. 那有一天呢, 在, Goswami Maharaj 引记了之后, 我们在为他进行 Vyasa Puja 的庆祝的典礼, 那然后, Balaram Das Prabhu 他在, 念他的这个 Vyasa Puja 导文的时候呢, 他慢慢他就哭了起来。 完了呢,他对他的Guru Maharaj 说, Guru Maharaj, 我每天为您做这么多的服务, 您就是我的神像, 所以这就是一位很超然的奉献者, 他所具备的, 他所具有的誓约。
And for many years, Fakir Mohan, he would just preach from one verse. Whenever he would speak, he'd take the same verse for several years, never change the verse, and it was a verse glorifying the holy name.
那作为这个马普尔摩汉法布呢，他很多年以来，他就只是讲述一个时节，那个时节呢，就是荣耀圣名的时节，他就以这一个时节来传教。
Yeah, so he had that realization. He had that namruchi.
所以呢，他是有这样的觉悟的，他是有这个namruchi的。
Devotees on that level, when they chant, they're actually talking to Krishna, you could say. It's chanting that attracts the Lord's attention. Like I have a servant, his name's Kartamishi. So if I say, you know, Kartamishi, come here. You know, maybe he won't hear me, maybe it's not so urgent. I go, Kartamishi, come! And then he'll come. So if you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But if you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, real
power. You are.
This is Krishna Lumining, Mataji. Mataji, you can use the microphone to make the sound. You can use the sound. You can use the sound. You can use the sound. Sorry, Lumash.
Krishna, real power.
那比如说呢，我有一位仆人，我的仆人的名字呢是 Kartamishi。然后比如说我在有事要呼唤他的时候呢，我轻声的呼唤他 Kartamishi，他不会来。但如果我是大声的喊他 Kartamishi，然后呢，他就突然的他就会来了。那所以呢，就当我们在心不在焉的在念诵 Hare Krishna 的时候呢 ，Krishna 是不会来到我们这儿来。但是如果我们要是非常的大声的、认真的在念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的时候 ，Krishna 他是会来到我们身边的。
So this is yoga. Yoga is it's a question of discipline. It's a question of focusing, taking our mind off all material subjects and focusing it on the absolute truth, which is, you know, immense, the absolute truth. But he comes in a very simple form. Hare Krishna.
所以说呢，这就是瑜伽。那瑜伽呢是和纪律相关的，那它呢是需要让我们规范我们的感官，然后呢要那么它最终它以来的这种形象呢，就是从 Hare Krishna 的这种形式来到我们面前的。当然，它最初呢是从 Krishna 而来的。
Someone can lament, "Oh, I've been a devotee for so long and not making any advancement." You know, but why? You have to look into the quality of your chanting.
Why?所以有人可能在悲叹着，哎呀，你说我都已经成为奉献者，都已经成了这么多年了，可是我的这个念诵的质量呢，还是这么糟糕。就我为什么一直都还没有这么的有进步呢？那为什么呢？所以我们就必须要去检验一下我们的念诵的质量。
Like someone goes to the doctor, they're not feeling well, the doctor gives them medicine.
比如说呢，我现在如果生病了，我去找大夫，大夫会给我们吃一些药。
And then after 2 weeks, the patient says, "Doctor, I'm still not feeling well."
然后在2个星期之后呢，我跟大夫说，哎呀，大夫啊，我现在依然感到很难受。
So the doctor says, "Are you taking the medicine I gave you?"
然后大夫就问他，你有没有吃药啊？你有没有吃我给你的药呢？
And the person says, not really, no, I mean sometimes.
然后这病人就说，其实我没好好吃药，有的时候我把这药的事儿吃，这药的事儿就忘了，错过了。
So Mahaprabhu says he's brought, he acts Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a song that, you know, he says that Mahaprabhu's saying, I have brought the medicine for the people of Kali Yuga to be cured. So are we taking the medicine?
是的 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢有首歌，这首歌里面唱的就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他为我们带来了治疗我们疾病的药，所以说我们有没有吃药呢？
Are you chanting or are you chanting?
是到底是在念诵呢还是在唱呢？
Because my experience is that most problems that devotees have can be traced back to the fact that they don't have faith in the holy names.
其实作为我的这种体验呢，就是大部分的奉献者所遇到的这个问题，如果要是往回追溯的话，都能够追溯到他对于圣名是没有信心的。
It's a strong statement.
所以这其实是一个挺严厉的一个说法。
You study that devotee's chanting or the quality of their chanting, you'll see that if it's not proper, then there's been problems come.
所以如果我们要是去检查检验一位奉献者的念诵，如果他的这个念诵不是很恰当的话，那就是会有问题的。
Now, just like now, they're coming out with different vaccines for the coronavirus.
比如说现在呢，为这个新冠病毒已经研发了各种各样不同的疫苗。
I think China came out with one that's supposed to be pretty good. It's like 96% effective. I should come there and get the injection in Beijing.
这个中国现在呢，出来了一个很好的一个疫苗，说是有96%的效力。我觉得我应该来北京来打这个疫苗。
But many of those vaccines, you need two injections. You get one, and then 3 or 4 weeks later, you come and get the second injection.
但是呢，大部分这疫苗呢是需要打两次的。你先打一针，然后在3个星期、4个星期之后呢再打一针。
If you don't get the second injection, you're not going to be fully protected.
所以呢，如果你要是不打这第二针的话呢，就没有办法得到完全的保护。
So it's the same with chanting. You have to have a certain dose every day.
所以呢，对于念诵也是如此，就是我们每天呢一定要念到一定的剂量。
And then you know, if you're chanting more or less, everything will be pretty easy in Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，如果我们要是这样念呢，每天都在念的话呢，慢慢的在 Krishna 知觉中的这些事情就会变得容易起来。
Of course, maybe your body will get injured, or you'll get sick, or your mind will, but that's not you. You're the soul. So if you're watering and nurturing the soul, you're going to be happy no matter what happens to your terrible, ugly, horrible body.
但是也许可能你会这个你的身体会受伤，然后呢你会生病，然后呢这个身体呢会有各种各样的不适，但是呢那并不是你，真正的你呢是灵魂，所以呢你是在浇灌着滋养着你的灵魂，所以这样的话呢你就不会被你的这个身体所造成的各种麻烦去打扰。
Imagine if we put as much time into our soul as we do our bodies.
如果我们要是想象一下能够把照顾我们躯体用的那么多时间来照顾我们的灵魂。
How many hours do girls spend in front of the mirror every day decorating the body?
这个姑娘每天都得在镜子面前打扮自己的身体，打扮多长时间呢？
With eyeliner and makeup and powders and creams and perfumes and how about the boys, you know, doing their exercises to get strong muscles, you know? I mean, what if we put that time into Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Santushti. Santushti means, we'd be happy.
那比如说这个姑娘呢每天得在镜子面前花多少时间给自己涂眼线抹口红然后呢打粉底然后呢这个再喷上香水而男孩呢每天要花多少时间去锻炼身体让自己的这个肌肉变得健硕。但是如果要是我们能够把所有的这些时间全部都来用来念诵 Hare Krishna 的话那我们就会变得 Santushti 是什么呢就是我们会变得 快乐起来，一切都不是问题了。
I know how long it takes to put on makeup.
我知道呢，这个化妆得花多长时间。
Because when I do my lectures, you know, my YouTube lectures, because of these really bright lights, it kind of shines here. So I have to take this makeup here like this and put it on every time.
因为每次当我在讲课的时候呢，就是 YouTube 的那个我在用的时候，这个灯光它会打在我的脸上，然后呢就会让我的这个脸这个光不对，所以呢我每天就必须要在脸上去打粉儿才行。所以呢我就得照着镜子给自己的脸上铺粉儿。
It's just something you have to do. You have to put up, otherwise there's too much shine and it looks really weird. So every time I go on my YouTube videos, I have all this makeup.
所以呢，就是在这个，如果是不抹化妆品的话，不打粉的话呢，我脸上的这个光就会太闪了。所以在 YouTube 上，我的这个形象呢就会很奇怪。所以说呢，我就必须得在脸上抹粉，所以我就有我所有的这些化妆品。
This used to be full, now it's empty.
我这以前是这个和这粉都是满的，现在都空了。
And sometimes I have to use just a little eyeliner, otherwise you can't see the eyes, and sometimes a little, you know, color on the lips and here, and it takes so long.
然后有的时候呢，我还得。
I don't want to do it. Yes, you have to do it, Maharaj. You have to do it for the preaching.
那我有的时候呢，还得在我的这个眼底画一点点眼线，然后在脸颊上要打一点颜色，然后在嘴唇上也得抹一点颜色。那我就知道这要花好长的时间才能把这事弄完。我真的不想这么干，但是呢，他们说 Maharaj, 你必须得，因为你得为了你的传教，你也得在脸上抹化妆品。
So I'm not against the girls using makeup. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if we put as much time into our bodies, as our souls, as we do our bodies, then, oh, santushti.
所以我并没有说要反对姑娘们在脸上抹化妆品，我可没这么说。但我只是说，如果我们要是能够把照顾躯体的这个时间跟精力同等的用在念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名上的话，那我们就会感到 santushti。
One time, a newspaper reporter, he said, why don't the women shave their heads like the men do?
有一次一个记者他就说，为什么这些姑娘们也不像男孩那样把头发给剃光了呢？
So Prabhupada said, no, the women have to look pretty for Krishna.
沙巴巴说，不，因为姑娘必须得为了 Krishna 让自己打扮得很美。
But real beauty is the beauty of the soul, because even though Prabhupada was very old, he was in his 80s when he passed away, he was always looking very youthful because of the nature of the soul was fully manifest.
但是真正的美呢，是来自于灵魂的美。比如说像舍勒帕帕，当他隐寂的时候呢，他都已经是80多岁的高龄了，但是呢，他看起来非常的年轻的原因，就是由于他的这个灵魂之美绽放了他的全身。
So that's my address to the esteemed devotees of the Chinese Yatra.
所以呢，这是我对中国地区的奉献者的讲话。
I offer my respects to all of you.
我向大家献上我至诚的敬意。
You stay safe.And I don't think that actually they pretty much control the coronavirus, I think, in China, right? It's not such a problem.
No, the government is very good at controlling.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Opposed to the government. So stay safe and become fully Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious.
Mara 说呢，因为在咱们中国呢，对于控制这疫情也不是什么太大的问题，因为咱们中国的政府非常了不起，能够把大家给这个安顿得很好，所以呢，就祝愿大家能够始终保持着安全和健康，然后呢，一定要让自己完全的具有 Krishna 知觉。
And I have to stop now because I have other duties to do today. We've been speaking an hour and a half about the holy name.
但是我今天的这节讲课呢只能先停在这儿了，因为我还有一些其他的服务要做，所以我们今天关于对圣灵讲述了一个半小时的时间。
And I think that next week we'll take some questions.
那所以呢下一周呢我们将回答一些问题。
But there shouldn't be any questions because everything's been explained very clearly.
但是呢不应该对这节讲课有什么问题，因为所有的一切都解释得非常的清晰了。
Prabhupada said if there's no questions, that means everyone accepts.
舍尔巴巴说呢没有问题也就意味着所有人都接受了。
And Kamakali, she has a nice garland for me there.
然后 Kamakali 呢为我准备了一串那么美的花环。
Really nice flowers.
非常漂亮，非常漂亮的花。
So thank you for that garland, Kamakali.
所以 Kamakali 非常感谢你为我穿的花环。
Nikunja Vidya has some fruit there for me.
Nikunja Vidya 为我准备了一些水果。
And let me see if there's anything else there. Okay. Tomorrow, actually, I'm coming back on tomorrow because we're doing initiations, right?
So tomorrow, Bhaktin Yuehe and Bhaktin Lily and Shasha Prabhu will get the initiation.
Are they with us right now?
Yes, all of them are with us right now.
Let's see if I can see somebody.
This is Yuehe.
Haribo. Good day. 顶拜你。
这是Yuehe的妈妈。
Guru. 顶拜亲爱的Guru. Guru day. 这是我的妈妈，我的母亲。
This mother day is my mother. Also.
Yuehe.
我妈妈。
With her mother, right? So she's getting initiated. Who else?
Yeah. 另外一位 Lily, 先生一下。This is Bhaktin Lily.
I am Bhaktin.
This is
Yuehe
the
Dingbai.
Oh, Lily, okay.
Lily, please accept my very humble obeisances.
She's a good girl.
你是个好姑娘。
Okay.
And the next one is Ganesh Prabhu. Ganesh Prabhu.
Oh, Ganesh. I know Ganesh.
Yeah. Ganesh Prabhu, 您跟 Guru 打个招呼好吗？
Hare Krishna.
Where's Ganesh?
Ganesh. Yeah.
Ochan Harasho. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Vasiva Bolshoi. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
All right. So at the same time, right?
Yeah, same time. Oh.
We can be a conference like this if you want. We can be all the devotees if you want.
Yes. Thank you very much. And also, there are two other elder Matajis will get their second initiation, but they were not here now because they are hearing from YY. They were not able to access now, but they will access them tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So the initiates should have like new neck beads, if that's possible, and an Ajman cup with a spoon.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, we will arrange that.
All right, so everyone, thank you so much for this opportunity to be with you today.
非常非常感谢大家今天能够给我这样的一个机会，能够和大家在一起，这么美妙的机会。
I send all the Chinese devotees my love and all my blessings, all my energy.
我把我的爱，还有我的祝福，以及我所有的能量，都抛给所有中国的奉献者们。
So happy there's no real problems in pure devotional service.
实际上我们是应该非常的开心的，在纯粹的奉爱服务中是没有任何问题的。
Okay, see you tomorrow, same time.
我们明天同一时间再见。 Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Yeah.
Guru Maharaj. Yeah, yeah. Please don't shut this chat room yet because there are some questions there. I need to retrieve them.
Okay.
There were lots of questions.
Okay. So if you're off, we can turn off your video and she can take the questions.
So you take the questions and I'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I'll just stop my video.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. 那亲爱的大家，亲爱的奉献者们，那我们今天的这节讲课呢，这个联谊呢就先到此结束了。非常非常感恩大家，非常非常感恩 Srila Indra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述，以及感谢在 YY 还有在微信的企业平台为我们做转播的奉献者 Janaka Babu 和 Yogadhar 妈妈的姐，非常非常的感恩大家。Hare Krishna，
感恩您。
Hare Krishna。